Our grain markets continue to pay attention to exports and trade news. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update, and especially with China. Joe Koyma with Koyma, Koyma and Varlick told us.
You kind of hit the nail on the head there, especially when you look at corn. We have a pretty solid footing on exports here the last little while, so that is putting some good support underneath the marketplace, especially when you look at our ending stocks. You know, and that's the number that we're going to continue to watch here, and it's boring because that came out a week and a half ago. But with ending stocks well over 2 billion bushel, you know, prices up here are probably a little high with that number historically. Anyway, but the market certainly doesn't want to back up too much further either. So you've given a market, you know, plenty of reason here to remain a little bit on the shy or boring side with the corn market especially.
And as for our soybean market,
pretty hard to juggle here. We see really good evidence of China coming in here purchasing cargoes, but such a small window to get that met of what they kind of promised with the trade deal for this year. So that's why you're getting such a struggle bus on the beans to really find a big momentum or a big trend here. It's just been very generally moving sideways.
And as we move forward throughout the month of December, Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says the focus will start to shift to South America weather.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Brazil's been a little bit drier than normal here. That's not a problem this time of year when they're getting it planted. Obviously, it'll switch. Last year, they were drier than normal this time of year, too. But it's something worth watching, especially I'm watching southern Brazil and northeast Argentina. That's kind of the area that keeps missing the rains. Once again, like always, forecasted 3 days out to get some rain. But if they miss that, it might start to be a bit of a talking point. And that's probably what we need to really push our corn and soybean prices higher here.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.